please bow with me as I offer a prayer of illumination for our scripture reading. Gracious God, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your mouth. Make us hungry for this heavenly food, that it may nourish us today in the ways of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven, we pray. Amen. Our scripture, first scripture reading this evening is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 17 to 19 and 26 to 29. Listen now for God's word. On the first of the days of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare your Passover meal?" He said, "Enter the city, go up to a certain man and say, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I and my disciples plan to celebrate the Passover meal at your house.'" The disciples followed Jesus' instructions to the letter and prepared the Passover meal. During the meal, Jesus took and blessed the bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. "Take, eat. This is my body." Taking the cup and thanking God, he gave it to them. "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood, God's new covenant poured out for many people for the forgiveness of sins. I'll not be drinking wine from this cup again until that new day when I'll drink with you in the kingdom of my Father." This ends our reading. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As you heard in this account of Matthew of the Last Supper, one incredible truth surfaces. Jesus is the person behind it all. It was Jesus who selected the place, designated the time, and set the meal in order. And the disciples followed Jesus' instructions to the letter. At the supper, Jesus is not a guest, but a host. And Jesus gave it to the disciples. The subject of the verbs is the message of the event. He took. He blessed. He broke. He gave. And at the supper, Jesus is not the served, but the servant. Elsewhere in Scripture, we read that during the supper, Jesus put on the garb of a servant and washed his disciples' feet. Jesus is the most active one at the table. He is not portrayed as the one who reclines and receives, but as the one who stands and gives. He still does. The Lord's Supper is a gift to each and every one of you. The Lord's Supper is a sacrament, not a sacrifice. It is an outward sign of an inward grace that has been given freely to us. Jesus fulfilled his role as a rabbi by guiding his disciples through the Passover. He fulfilled his role as a servant by washing their feet. And he fulfilled his role as a Savior by granting them forgiveness of sins. He was in charge. He was on center stage. He was the person behind and in the moment. And he still is. It is the Lord's table you come to. It is the Lord's supper you eat. Just as Jesus prayed for his disciples, Jesus begs God for us. My friends, it is Jesus who invites you to the table. It's a holy invitation, a sacred sacrament, bidding you to leave the chores of life and enter His splendor. He meets you at the table, and when the bread is broken, Christ breaks it. When the wine is poured, Christ pours it. And when your burdens are lifted, it is because the King in the apron has drawn near. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Tonight, Jesus invites you to come, just as you are. Tonight, He serves you. You are served by the best. Let us now prepare our hearts to receive the Lord's Supper as we sing together, "Let us break bread together."